Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. The Tigers back from Baton Rouge in the podium challenge. Auburn will be in Nashville this week for another podium challenge coming up, the Kidney Care. It's the inaugural Kidney Care coming up in Nashville, Tennessee on Saturday. Auburn scored 197.050 in Baton Rouge, and we're joined now by Tigers head coach Jeff Graba. Coach, initial thoughts about the competition in Baton Rouge for you?
Two really good events. We were dealing with some sickness and some small injury things, so we did use our depth a little bit, and pretty happy with how the depth filled in. So we feel really good about the performance, and it's good to get that one behind us. That's that first podium meet in a while is a tough one. So hopefully now we're going to go into a couple more podium meets where we don't have to adjust as much. It's sort of the plan was get one out of the way and get it figured out, try to get a decent score, and they'll try to build off of that.
Could you tell that it was that first podium, I guess, since Las Vegas, and there was an adjustment for the squad in that?
Yeah, absolutely. On a podium, the equipment moves around a little bit. So vault is usually the hardest one to adjust to. So I think that showed. We had two new vaulters in our lineup that we moved around some people, but also we just weren't adjusting as quickly. I do think we finished fairly well, but it was a lot of work to get our vault figured out. Beam actually did a really good job. Bars struggled a little bit with the bounce of the bar, but it is, like I say, it's good to get that one out of the way, because once you're on a podium, it'll hold with you for a couple of weeks, the way that you adjust to it. So I think we're in good shape going into the next few weeks because of that meet.
Gabby McLaughlin with the beam best, 9.925. Talk about her performance.
She's just fantastic. She struggled a little bit the week before. I believe it was last week. But she came back with a vengeance, and this is who she is. She actually hit all three events really well, but beam is her thing. So just really nice to see her get back to where she, I think she's on her third beam routine. We continue to change it to try to work around her strengths a little bit. And, it just shows how adaptable she is. We're squeezing a little bit more scoring out of it each time we do it.
Cassie Stevens finished in a tie for second in the all around. Your thoughts about her performance down in Baton Rouge, Coach?
Really, really good. For her, obviously, she's been on podiums before quite a bit with our program. So I do think that helped. She adjusted, quite a bit quicker than some of the younger ones. But just to see her, settle down and start doing what she's capable of doing. And, that wasn't her best performance. She's had a couple of events where she's been a little bit better than that, but that's that steady leadership you're looking for, especially when you're in an environment where there's a lot of chaos and it's a lot of new stuff going on. You need that senior leadership to settle everybody down, and that the score is great, but actually what she brought to the team energy wise and mentality wise is even better.
There's going to be a lot of Auburn in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend, with Auburn Gymnastics taking part in the Kidney Care Women's Gymnastics Championship Saturday night. That's a 7:15 start. Of course, the SEC basketball tournament in Nashville. Auburn baseball is opening SEC play in Nashville at Vanderbilt. So the Auburn family can watch a lot of Auburn this weekend, Coach, in the Music City, including the Tiger Gymnastics squad.
That's the goal. I don't think we knew that when we were starting this. Obviously we knew the basketball tournament was going on. I didn't realize baseball was going to be up there, but it's just Auburn away from Auburn. It's another family situation up there where, and I hear the fans are trying to organize, getting to everything as much as they can. It's sort of an Auburn weekend for the extended Auburn family up there. That's sort of fun.
Well, as it turns out, on Saturday, both basketball and baseball will be playing in the afternoon.
Oh, so that's good. There you go.
Take your choice of those two, and then you can come see gymnastics Saturday night.
That's right. Whichever one you went to, we'll welcome you into the gymnastics meet that that night.
Auburn will take on Kentucky, Ohio State, and Fisk. That will be at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium Saturday night at 7:15. Just kind of give us a preview of Saturday night for the Tigers in the final regular season competition for the Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, it's that's a tough those are all tough matchups. You know, Fisk's basically the host school, because that's, you know, they're based in Nashville. Kentucky is having a premier year. They have a ton of senior leadership on that team, and I think they're in the top five right now. Ohio State is breathing right down our neck. They're 15th and we're 14th this week, so they're going to see it as an opportunity to pass us in the final in regular season matchup. So we've got a lot on our plate. It's going to be a really, really difficult meet. We're going to need as many Auburn fans out in that arena as we can get, because you know, this is tough, but it's also the beginning of a really good run all the way through the postseason, where, you know, we're on the road, we're on podiums, and everybody's good around us. So we're at that point now in the season where I get excited about it, because now it's just about, you know, our performance.
Think you'll be a little bit healthier going into this one, Coach?
You know, I hope so. You know, we were pretty cautious with a couple of girls. We could have probably let them go, but you know, we're looking at the postseason, and it's more important to have them healthy there. And then there was some sickness, that, you know, that won't last, I hope. The sickness this time of year can hit the wrong people, especially, you know, myself included. If you're an allergy person this time of year with this beautiful weather, it sort of gets you. So, hopefully it was just all short term and we can get back on the horse here in a couple of days.
Kentucky, Ohio State, and Fisk, along with Auburn, in the Kidney Care Women's Gymnastics Challenge Saturday night at 7:15 at the Nashville Municipal Auditorium. Coach, safe travels. Wish you all the best. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Grable on This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.